2023. I am Sally Pooh's sister, and this is My Turn to Talk. And whatever platform you are listening, welcome, and as always, thank you. Hey, Frankie, welcome. You made it to number one today. Hey, Blood Ninja, number two, and Shelby, number three. Welcome, welcome. I hope everyone's having a wonderful day today. I know I am. I know I've been off the past 2 days, but I hope everyone has been having a good week. And looking forward to the weekend. Minnesota. Welcome, welcome. Okay. Thursday fun, y'all. So we're going to see if we can have a little bit of fun today and not keep it. No one comes in here making it serious. I always say that on a hope and a prayer. Okay, so hey, Jill, welcome back. It's been a while. Welcome back. So, okay, so today I want to talk about, like I said, have a little bit of fun. When people just get on your damn nerve, when people get on that last nerve, when people are like, oh my God, would you stop? I mean, what do you do? You know, and why do people get on your nerve? You know, I mean, for me, I have a couple of triggers, y'all. Children are a trigger for me. Children are a trigger. I don't like loud, whiny children. I don't like children that do that fake crying. I cannot stand it. Crazy. Hey, welcome, welcome. I mean, you know, that fake crying that kids do, I'm telling you, that is one thing that will take me to the loony bin really, really fast. And like I said, I don't like the loud crying, just loud kids, period. Okay. I'm a peace and quiet type of person. So, you know, I know people can get loud, you know, you go over people's houses, they come over your house, you're having fun, you know, whatever. Hell, even on this show sometimes, you know, we get loud, but I'm talking about just, you know, when it's just, again, I'm talking about children where they just running around screaming, whatever. And that gets on my last nerve, my last damn nerve. Okay. So, that's one thing for, me. Okay. So the other thing for me are people who, will ask, well, like this, people, people, I mean, I'm laughing because I know people like this, people who like to argue and you want to end the argument or you just want to end the conversation because I try not to argue. Okay. But those people who, hey, Ace, welcome. You know, those people who, to prolong it, they'll ask the same question, but in a different way. And they always preface it with, well, how about this? Well, what if this? Well, what do you think about this? You know, and it's like, can we please move on? Can we? Anybody? That gets on my last nerve. Doc Brown, welcome. So, is it a weakness? I mean, is it my fault that people get on my nerve? That certain people do, or certain things do. Okay, I have three dogs. One thing I cannot stand are barking dogs. One thing I cannot stand is you know, people who, if you're on the phone, even if you're on a podcast, you know, whatever, if that barking noise in the background, can you please, like the kids, can you please tell your dogs to like tone it down? And you might say, solid, they're dogs. Yeah, they are. But dogs can also be trained. Hey, Lou, welcome. So that is the question today. What gets on your last damn nerve? Anybody see, you guys are, what are you all saying in the chat? Okay, you all are just saying hello to each other. Well, hello everyone to everyone else. Hello. So again, is it normal? Is it normal for people? Doc Brown, did I not say hello to you? Welcome. I apologize if I didn't. So is it just people getting on your nerve, or people are just are you getting on my nerve, or am I just annoyed? Is there a difference being annoyed, or you just getting on my damn nerve? Is that the same thing? Like, you are so freaking annoying. Is that the same thing as like, oh my gosh, you just getting on my nerve? Okay, and Doc Brown says it all depends. All depends on what the level of the nerviness or the annoyance. I mean, what does it depend on? You know, because you could be annoyed with someone, but they're not necessarily getting on your nerve. But to me, when you finally say you are getting on my nerve, I think you have just like taken it to that next level. You are already there. You are already there. So Lou says stupidity gets on my nerves. Okay, Lou, we've all heard the term. You can't fix stupid. I mean, there are some people in this world who, like we talked about before on a previous show, they're just stupid. Okay, so are you talking about people who are just stupid? Or are you talking about people who do stupid things? Is there a difference? Is there a difference? okay, people who do stupid things. Okay, so I'm just laughing at what Cap said. So our Doc Caps. So what do you do? What do you do with people who do stupid things? Do you ignore them? Do you call them out? Do you make them feel stupider? Even though that's not a word. What do you do? So, A says, yes, while both terms refer to something causing irritation or discomfort, there can be slight differences in their usage. Annoyance, generally used to describe something that is mildly irritating or frustrating, is often used for consistent or recurring issues, like a persistent noise or minor inconvenience. Okay, and then A says, getting on your nerves is a phrase often used when something is causing a higher degree of irritation or distress. So, see, he's taking it to that next level. It's frequently used for irritants that have been persisting for a while and have caused an increased level of frustration. However, these are subtle differences, and the terms can often be used interchangeably. It also depends on the person's individual tolerance and reaction to irritation or frustration. Okay, so I'm going to go there for a moment. So if you have an itch anywhere you have an itch, is that itch annoying? Or does it get on your nerve? Or does it depend upon where the itch is? I mean, if the itch is in a place that you can't reach, is it annoying? Or does it get on your nerve? See, Blunt says, our roommate, my best friend who temporarily moved in, is annoying me more and more lately. Scratch and sniff. You know, Blunt, I just had a friend who just had a roommate that could have potentially turned into a squatter. And they got rid of that irritant really, really fast. So is the annoyance because you want your own space back? Or is the annoyance because they're doing things that are slowly starting to go from annoyance to getting on your nerve? Lou, the back scratcher. Yes, I have one. I have one that I bought from the Dollar Tree a couple years ago, and I use that thing every day. When you cannot, yes, the back scratcher. Always, always, always. So, hold on. Did I miss someone? No, I didn't. So, again, you know, going back to, hold on, let me see what Blunt says. No, she just has responsibility here at home with her two cats and dog, but she always takes off with her man, and I'm left taking care of them. So, Blunt, why don't you just say, take your dogs and cats with you? I mean, seriously, why don't you say, if you go off, I'm not the pet sitter, take them with you. I am absolutely 100% serious. She won't. Okay, so then you tell her that when she comes home, the cats and dogs will not be there. And girl, you are a good one for letting somebody stay with you and they're bringing their pets with them. You are, bless you. Bless you. As much as I love dogs. No, y'all gonna have to leave. Nope, you have to leave your dogs at home. Nope, can't bring pets into the house. Nope. But you're a good one just by letting someone else stay with you, period. Oh boy. And that's another thing. I was gonna do a show on roommates, but then I deleted it. But how fast do roommates get on your damn nerve? I mean, and a spouse is like a roommate. You know, a spouse is like a roommate. Your kids are like roommates, you know, because you have to occupy the same space with them.
Hello, Sally. So, I hope you're doing very well.
Hello, Cap. So, I mean, what do you do?
I've been in a situation when I was younger with a roommate, and I dealt with it. It weren't too bad. But when I automatically go and meet them, I will automatically tell them what I'm about, and I won't hold no, nothing. So, yeah, you either like me or you don't.
Okay, now Caps Lou says, I wouldn't compare spouse or kids roommates, but could you kind of, sort of? I mean, I understand that that's your husband, your wife, and those are your children.
When they get older, it becomes like what you do with your life. Are you going to sit here in my house?
Yeah, but at the same time, when they're kids and they're leaving all their crap around the house, you're like, damn, can't you pick this up?
No, but this is the point. Like, when the kids like me, now I give them pocket money if they do things. If they don't do things, then they don't get anything. So, and then it just gives them a little bit of incentment to be able to like move around the house and be able to sort themselves out, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
But if you don't do that at an early age, then how can you expect them to do it at 16?
I'm just saying that, you know, again, for me, I am welcome, Brina. I like saying the Brina, so you get the welcome, Brina. Let's see, my youngest son is somehow very organized. I mean, you know, Lou, and again, I know we're talking about children. I know that when they're 2, 3, 4, no, they may not be considered a roommate, whatever, but as they get older, you know, and if you're used to living a certain way, because there are just some things that I cannot share.
So, could I ask you a question
with my husband? Yes.
All right. Okay. So we'll put it this way. So when your kid gets to a certain age where they're able to work and they're able to carry on doing their thing and they're actually earning money, do you charge them rent or do you just think that they can't?
If you're not in school and you don't have a job, you don't have to leave. But if you have a job, you are paying rent. If you are in school full time, you get a pass.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly, see, you've got the same mind concept as me. Like, I'm the same as that. If you're in college or uni or whatever, that's fine. But if you're not and you know you can get a job, then yeah, you should get a job, and then if you're staying in my house, then you should pay rent. Yeah, not a lot, but just, and I wouldn't even spend the money on rent. I'd just save it for them to make sure.
I don't need their money,
but it's the principle, you know.
Okay, so again, then I'm going back to, you know, I'm trying to stay on topic here. So again, we're trying to make this a fun show. So when people get on your nerve, at what point, let's say that child is a teenager.
Not mine, 15
and they're
years
doing
old.
Things
yeah.
And okay, let's say they're 15 years old. They're starting to do things that get on your damn nerve. What do you do?
You know what I do? I tell them, don't do it. And then they do it anyway, and then I moan at them, and I try and render them, and say, and then I take their things off them, and then I literally limit them to everything, and then they stop doing what I don't like, and then I let them have everything back when they've done what I want them not to do, and that's
so,
it.
So, Caps, do you ever...
That is exactly how I play the game with every one of my kids as well, by the way.
So, Caps, do you ever get on your children's nerves?
Yeah, of course I do, but I'm an adult, they're a child. They're completely different.
No, I'm just asking.
I play with them, we fight, we have a laugh, I train them, I play football with them. Of course we get on each other's nerves in general respect, but when it comes down to the nitty and gritty, that's when that's when they know. Because I've always been like that with them, if you know what I mean. So, like, I can have a laugh with them, but when I say, right, it stops now, right, back to normal, right, you've got to do this, you've got to do that, it does, because I've trained them in that way, where with other people, obviously, other kids are a little bit different, but, you know, they're not perfect, my kids are not perfect, but they're not.
But
everyone's got their own way of learning, every kid is different, isn't it, don't you agree?
No, I do understand that. And Brina says, she's laughing. I tell my son he's getting on my nerves all the time. Now, your son, Brina, your son is 13, 12, 13? GP, welcome. Let's see. Lou says Caps, I had to charge my first baby mom's rent. She didn't like paying bills. Well, you know, I mean, okay, he's 13. So, okay, so Brina, at the age of 13, now when I was 13, it was legally you couldn't work, but I did babysit, and the money I got paid babysitting back then compared to what people get now, I was getting ripped off. But at the age of 14, back then, way back when, you could legally work if you had a work permit. So let's say your child is working and they have a little summer job, making a little bit of money for themselves, you know, so they can go buy whatever, they buy that bike or skateboard, whatever they want. Do you charge them rent like $10 out of every paycheck, $5 out of every paycheck? Do you charge them?
You're not going to charge them at an early age, are you? To be fair, you know. No, my kids now are 15. My eldest son, Ethan, 15. Emily, 14. My daughter's just turned 13. And my son is 9 and is just to be turning 10 on the 29th of this month.
Okay. So, okay, so Brina says, when he does start working, I'm going to open him a Roth and make him
contribute to it.
Contribute to it. Okay. Okay, so what's the difference between you doing that and charging him rent and maybe you opening up the Roth, but he doesn't know it? And that'll probably get on your kids' nerves. So, but anyway, but okay. So I am going back to the title of the show here. Cause I do want to have some fun today. I do want to laugh. We got serious. I want him to learn early to save. Okay. All right. So again, Cap, since you're on the panel, trying to stay on topic. What can really get on your nerve to just say, you are really getting on my damn nerve, or this is really getting on my last nerve?
In what kind of situation?
Whichever situation. Like,
do you know what really gets on my nerves?
He doesn't like stupid people.
Do you want me to tell you the truth? If I walk into work and someone don't hold that door when they've just walked through it, that really gets on my nerves. And you know when someone don't say hello, that really gets on my nerves. I don't like ignorance. I hate it. Ignorance is so major to me. When I see ignorant people and I see it, but they don't speak and they don't have any kind of acknowledgement toward you.
That's what
really gets on my nerves.
Okay, so yeah. Caps, let's go to holding the door. Okay, let's say the person goes in before you and they hold the door for you. How long are they supposed to hold the door? When I say how long they're supposed to hold the door, like some people, like if say you walk through, okay, say I walk through the door and I hold the door for you. The person
I
understand that. And I hold the door for you, but then the person behind you may expect me to hold the door for them. So
no, but if it's over 2 seconds, then you shouldn't be holding the door.
So it's the 2 second rule.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I do that. Like if you're too far away, I'll just drop the door. I won't even look at you. But if you're like literally 2-3 meters away, then that's 2 second rule. Come on.
Okay. So in terms of people not saying hello to you, are you saying these are the people who looked you straight in the eye and they put their
Most people do, but there's certain people that when you say you're right and they ignore you, that is it. You've just broke it with me. I will not say hello to you ever again.
Ever again.
I'll never moan.
So,
yeah, I'll just
if they spoke to you at like the next day, would you speak to them?
The next day, they'll say hello and I'll blank them like tenfold.
Wow. Okay.
Oh, that's just the way I am. Can't help it.
No, I mean, I think greeting people, I mean, you know,
real life one different thing to social movement. Yeah,
I mean, I think that you should greet people. I mean, I think
I've got respect until you lose it, solid. That's all I have. I've got respect until you lose it. Once you lose it,
okay.
Some people say you got to earn it, but I believe I've already got it. It's just until you lose it. So,
okay. All right. So, what about loud noises? Does that get on your nerve?
Not really. I got tinnitus anyway, I'm sure, because I work in a factory. And
okay. All right. So,
well, let me ask you the question, Solid, if you don't mind.
Okay, go ahead.
What really gets on your nerve?
Well, before you came on, loud kids, loud children get on my nerve, and children that do that fake crying, that gets on my last nerve.
Oh, hate fake that crying. I hate that.
My last nerve, and people who allow their dogs to just bark and bark and bark and bark and bark, and it's like, can you please go into another room? Can you put them in another room? Whatever. Yeah. And this is another thing that gets on my nerve, and I think it is rude as hell. When you're with someone, like if Caps, if the two of us go out to lunch or something, and you're constantly on your cell phone texting, or if you're just
really
on your
gets on my nerve.
That is rude. And the people who are crossing the street and they're looking down at their cell phones, you know, and then as soon as you get ready, you know, if you almost hit them or you honk or something, they're giving you the finger. It's like, seriously, that gets on my last nerve. That is, yeah, that gets on my damn nerve.
No, I fully agree with you. Like, I've seen people nearly walk into lampposts when they're on the phone. It's unreal.
Yes. You know,
and they continue
looking at their phone. They continue. Yeah.
So at least be stationary when you're going to go on your phone, for God's sake.
I don't know. I think phones should be programmed that if you're coming up to a streetlight or something, that your phone automatically shuts down. I also cannot stand people who, when you're driving and they're texting or they're at a stoplight and they're on their phone, and it's like, excuse me, the light changed. Can you please go? And again, they're the first ones that want to give you the finger, you know, and they're the ones texting. That gets on my damn nerve. So,
you know what really grind my gears as well? Do you know what really grinds my gears?
What is that?
Moaners.
You said,
do you know,
moaners?
Like someone who does something and then moans about it as they're doing it.
Okay.
That really grinds my gears. Yeah.
Yeah. Or the people who complain constantly. The people who wake up every morning and they find something wrong,
fucking moan about everything.
Yes.
Don't get me wrong, I'm a moaner when I want to be, but once I've got over my hour and a half, like three coffees, I'm a good person, you know.
Now,
you just text me to that point, I have to be left alone for a good hour and a half. Now I'm good.
Blunt says being ungrateful gets on my nerve. That's a good one. Yes.
You know what really grinds my gears? Brina, you bet me know.
Let's see. Brina, you're talking about opening up the door. A nice gesture. Then Blunt says, I'm not understanding the nursing home thing. It sets the tone. Brina, are you talking about the door still? I'm sorry, I'm trying to catch up. Okay, and then Shelby says, loud people get on mine. Okay, so Shelby, when you say loud people, are you talking about people who just talk loud? They just talk loud, or they're just at a party loud, or they're just naturally loud?
Probably out about someone like me.
Because I used to work with someone who every time she would come over to my desk, or if we were, you know, out, you know, for lunch or before work or something, she literally screams when she talks. And I would always say, I'm right here. can you keep your voice down? Everybody would say, oh my God, she talks so loud. And you would say it constantly, constantly. And she didn't think she was talking loud, but she was literally screaming. So, yeah. Let's see. Okay, Shelby says, I mean like indoors, but are you talking indoors at a party? Because sometimes people talk loud because you're trying to talk over people. Now, one thing that I don't like is I don't like going into, I may be showing my age with this, but I never liked it even when I was younger. I don't like going to places to eat where the music is so loud that you have to yell.
Oh, I hate that. Yeah, you have to speak over the music.
Yeah, music.
It's so annoying. Yeah, I agree. Mm-hmm. Hello, Shelby. Hello, Bart. I hope you're doing very well.
Okay, Brina says, I don't mind loud kids, but constant barking gets on my nerve. Sorry, Brina. Nope.
I was about this. I was when I was young, I seen, because I've got kids and that, I was on public transport and I seen a bloke move down the aisle because a kid was screaming. And he went, can't you sort your child out? Started screaming at the woman. And I found it so disrespectful.
Yeah.
And I just thought, wow. And then when I had kids and I understood the move, I was like, oh my God, like, how can people really act like that? So other people grind my gears, to be fair. It's people that grind my gears.
Okay. Lou says traffic really gets on my nerves. Yeah, traffic. Yeah.
Even human traffic gets on my nerves as well.
Yeah, and that city, is why
you're walking and like you're in the city, you're going to a shop and there's about 300 people in front of you and then someone just stops dead in front of you. That's what gets me.
And that is why
stop dead in front of me. It's like, mate, if I'm not pushing you over, you
That is why I do not visit Disneyland, Universal Studios, Magic Mountain, any of those places.
The only best place there is the pub.
I have gone to theme parks when I was little, but I didn't like them then because I don't like you said, you're walking, people stop, walk, stop, just crowded. No. I don't like going shopping when it's a lot of people. And okay, guys, and if you all are one of these people, I'm about to talk about you. You're at the market. You're trying to go down the aisle. And you have those people who stop in the middle of the aisle with their shopping cart. Can you please move the shopping cart over? Or people who shop with their whole damn family. And yes, I am saying this. People who shop with their whole damn family. And the whole family is like in the middle of the aisle.
Tell them to move so I can select my aisle.
Move over. Other people want to come down. And then when you're like, excuse me, they don't know, excuse me. Well, you don't have to get, I cannot stand that. And since we're at the market, when you get to the cashier, you're at the conveyor belt. And we talked about this on a previous show. I always start taking my stuff out of my cart at the very end of the counter. Because I have had people I'm taking stuff out of my cart and putting it up on the counter thing. People are putting their stuff, like the belt's moving, whatever. People are putting their stuff. I'm like, would you stop? So I take my stuff out when I'm at the very end so nobody can push their cart up or whatever. I'm basically blocking it, put my stuff up. I can put the divider thing in, and then I can keep going.
Oh, can I just say something quickly? I seen a video, literally today, and it was a bloke. He was in like, I don't know, Walmart or wherever he was, and he had a woman behind him, and she kept prodding him with the trolley with all the stuff in, and she kept backing it up on his legs, pushing it on his legs. And he was in a queue waiting to get served. And he was quite close. And he got that agitated. I swear on my life. He picked up an empty shopping cart, picked it up, and bounced it off her head. I couldn't believe it.
Wait. So she's purposely prodding him.
Yeah.
I mean, but was that for him to hurry up or?
Yeah. I think she was just being an ass. Like. And there was no sound, but you could see the camera and it just looked down on like in a bird's eye view kind of movement. like 45 degree angle from high, and then boom, and like you could see it, and all he did, you could see she was prodding it. When you look at the video more closely, she was prodding him, and this dude just grabbed the trolley, an empty one, picked it up, and literally bounced it. She was KO'd. She literally was done. I don't think that's good in the slightest, but I was shocked to see the video, I'll tell you that.
Well, people do that. And Lou says, how about people that walk next to their shopping carts, clogging the whole aisle? My thing is this. I understand that, you know, you're getting stuff off the shelf, you're reaching up, you're stooping down, whatever. We all do it. But can you please move to the side? Can you please move to the side? Other people are coming up and down the aisle also. Can you please move? I mean, move to the side. And if you have your whole family with you, can you have them move too? The kids that are running around and whatever, move them over to the side. Because people like me get pissed and you're getting on my damn nerve. You know, when you're blocking the aisle. Whew. Okay, Brina says, I can't stand that shit. Why does your cart have to be in the middle of the damn aisle? Yes, why does your cart have to be in the middle of the aisle? It doesn't make any sense. Welcome, who just came in? Welcome, Michelle and Power Girl. So, I mean, I'm just... Those are things that get on my nerves. So I would say, but at the top of the list are loud kids. Nope.
See, loud kids don't mean nothing to me. Because otherwise, are kids. They don't.
Well, I mean, if you okay, I'm gonna say this: if you grew up in a house full of kids, maybe you are used to it.
I'm the loudest kid in here. If you know what I mean.
In a family of four, whatever. But if you're on the phone or, you know, whatever, then the background noise needs to cut. And the same thing with animals. You know, if you're, I mean, like I said, I have three dogs, and I know the last thing y'all want to hear is in the background. Woof, woof. If all of my dogs started barking. But they are trained. And I go into a room and I shut the door. But they are trained.
So what you're saying is you lock them up like I do. I lock all my kids up at 9 o'clock in the morning. I put them in the cupboard and I lock them all up. I give them bread and water every now and again. And then I come back from work and they're brilliant. They're lovely. You know what? They absolutely love to see me when I let them out of the cupboard. It's amazing.
Well, that's what you got to do. And Lou says, I don't mind loud kids. Quiet kids frighten me. Doo-doo, doo-doo. You think they could be that? Okay, Lou, I'm about to say it. You think those quiet kids can turn into the serial killers? Oh, I said it. I said serial killer.
What? They eat all the Cheerios. Is that what you say? All the Weetabix? Them serial killers.
A serial killer. Yeah. A serial
all the cornflakes are gone, you serial killer.
Or the serial killer would probably get on my damn nerve too. So.
Where's the milk, you serial killer?
Oh boy! No, I'm talking. I'm not talking cereal as.
I thought you meant a scene on S.
No. I mean serial killer like Jeffrey Dahmer. Okay. Yeah, because Lou always says I have this fascination with serial killers, but, you know. But, I mean, you know, so just things are just get on your damn nerve, and it's like, what do you do? What do you, I mean, again, do you call people out? Do you, when you're in the market, you know, do you give them the...
I have to call people out. It's in my nature.
Mm. Okay. Oh, and this is another thing that gets on my nerve. People who cough and they don't cover their mouth.
Y'all hate that.
That bugs me. And women, I seen y'all coming out of the bathroom stalls doing that two finger wash, put some soap and water on those hands and wash those hands. Don't do that little two finger thing.
Can I ask you a really messed up question?
Wait, Caps. Wait, hold on. Your whole hand was there. Wash those hands. And men, the same thing. Just because you don't have to do what women do, you still got to hold it. So wash it. Okay, go ahead, Caps. Go ahead,
I'm
Caps.
Sorry, beforehand. Do you think if someone has a queef, they should put their hand to their nunny in to make sure that they should do the same thing?
Wait, I'm sorry. Do you think if someone has what? I truly didn't hear what you said. Do I think if someone has what?
I'll write it in the comments. 1 minute.
Okay, he said, I'm sorry beforehand. What is a quiff? I don't know what that is. Y'all got to tell me.
It's a pum pum fart.
It's a what? I mean, I don't know what y'all are talking about. I mean, a front fart.
I'm sorry. I did say sorry beforehand. Oh. I'm trying to make it happy days on the ice. Funny. But yeah, I thought, you know, should people put their hand there, you know, just like you should with your mouth, you know?
I mean, thank you, Lou, for me and to Cap. Thanks. And okay, so since we're gonna talk about farts, we were talking about farts last Thursday. So
have you ever farted in front of your man?
Not on purpose.
I think it's funny as fuck, really. To be funny, to be honest,
it has slipped.
You know
what? But I do think
we have such a good laugh, like, because if you're so comfortable with someone, I think it's allowed. I really.
Oh, come on. So you're talking about if I'm comfortable with you, then I should just let
yeah, let rip. I don't give a crap.
No.
My missus done it before, and I'm like, smells like spaghetti bolognese. I feel like I need to cook some food.
Oh, that is gross. That is disgusting. Oh, ew. Hello, welcome, Daddy Hoffman. Welcome. Is it Julio's Kick Corner? Welcome.
Come on. Have you never smelt your own farts? Even if you're in the bath and you farted and the bubbles come up and you go, Where is it? I can find you.
Oh my God.
Where are you?
Caps, you are a week late. The fart show was last week. Seriously. She always says, I have two children, but I can handle babies cry and get some. Babies, Shelby, is one thing. The children, the 3, 4, 5 year old fake cry stuff, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, the wambulance cries.
You know, those but I mean babies cry. Yes.
Especially when you pinch them and punch them. But obviously if you're not doing that, they shouldn't need to cry, you know. As long as you feed and wind them properly, they should be good. Hello, Frankie. I hope you're doing very well. But yeah, man. Yeah, serious.
Oh boy. You. Well, I did want to laugh today, and you are definitely you are making me.
I aim to please.
You are making me laugh. So. You know, Shelby says, no, when you go to Walmart and baby's crying, I'm like, no, this can't be happening. But okay, Shelby, but are you okay again? Are you talking about the babies that are like a couple of months and they just start crying and their parents don't? Now, I've seen that when babies cry and their parents don't do anything. They're like still shopping instead of trying to get that child to calm down or, like we said before, people who allow their kids to cry like in a movie theater or something. But when you, so what do you mean when you say that? I mean, and at least three months old. Okay, but again, 3 months old is still young. So,
Chubby, you're just a bully to 3 month year olds.
I just can't like like my kids were different, but I just can't handle babies crying. It just, I don't know. It gets on my damn nerves so bad.
It gets on you what? You're tenor ladies. So
I just can't, I think it's just the fact that it's other people's babies. And I never let my kids cry.
Now, see, I never let.
What do you mean you don't let your kids cry? What kind of a statement is that?
Not out in public.
No, I never let.
Not out in public.
Well, if I punch my kid in the face in public, he's going to cry because it hurts him.
Caps, wait. So, Shelby, I never let my son cry either. And I'm not saying as soon as he started crying, I'm like, shut up, be quiet. You know, I mean, you know, you have to get, especially with 3 months, you have to, you know, you have to calm them down, you know, whatever. So is that what you're talking about? Like maybe they're, you know, maybe they're tired and they don't want to be in that shopping cart anymore, in that car seat. And they just, you know, they're tired of you. So when you say baby's crying, again, are you talking about the people who just don't do anything and just let their kids cry and they're...
That don't do anything. Okay. And you're walking down. I mean, you can literally hear them across the store.
You know what you should do? Turn your hearing aid down.
I mean, you can literally hear them across the store and you're like, okay. And they're crying for 30 minutes. You know?
You're right.
30 minutes go by, there's got to be something you could have done.
What do you reckon you should have done? Like, give him a bit of a slap? Oh.
I'll throw a 3 month old.
Put a pacifier or something. Give him a bottle or something.
Now Lou says, I couldn't get my son to stop on his first flight for 30 minutes. I felt so bad for everyone. Sometimes you got to... you know, when you fly with children, sometimes you got to, you know, give them something before you get on the plane.
Yeah, solid. I agree with you. Like chloroform.
Well, seriously.
Like chloroform.
No, you don't give a baby chloroform.
I mean, no, you have to, give them something. But I never had that problem. My son was always very quiet on the plane. And, you know, I mean, and I do feel for the parents who are truly trying. You're on a plane and you truly are trying to get that child to stop. I do feel, but you have those some parents who are on that flight and the kids are running up and down the aisle, they're crying, and the parents are like, Oh, well, they're not doing anything, Shelby. That's what gets on my nerve. The parents that don't do anything, who don't try.
Right. And I'm talking about flights. You know, I don't fly because it makes my ears hurt. So could you imagine what it's doing to that baby? Mm-hmm. That's probably why they're crying 9 times out of 10, and they don't understand why their ears hurt either. So I can see in that situation, but I agree with you, Solid, that if they're up running around acting like a banshee, then yeah, I mean...
my kids have watched other children in the aisle and they've been really disobedient and they've been really disrespectful. And I've looked at my child, and even from the early days to now, and my kid just doesn't do that because they've literally witnessed kids being absolute disrespectful animals. And my kid would never dare treat me like that. Because I've always pre-warned my child when they go out, if you met me look like a fool, I'll tell you what, you're gonna feel it. I don't hit my kids or anything like that, but you're gonna feel it, trust me. And they don't, because they know that I ain't joking. Like, don't make me look like a fool. And they have played up a little bit in the shops, and I have turned around, I've gone, like a silent whisper to them, if you fucking do that again, I'm gonna fucking kill
we have all of us at some point. I'm assuming
I'm looking at them and they just look at me and go, okay, I know what you're saying. It's like, yeah, you
caps, all of us at some point have had that whisper. Because I know my mother was really good with that whispering. She was really good with the whispering. So, and my son got
just that look, so, innit? It's like them eyes. You're like, fuck, I'm going to get killed if I don't sort my shit out.
Yeah, my parents had the look. You know, all they had to do was look at us, and we knew to set down.
Mate, I'm the same. My dad just looked at me, and that was it, man. I shit myself. I'd be like, oh, sorry.
Jill, welcome. Nella, welcome. You know, so, I mean, you know, let's see. Brina says, yep, I have the whisper and the mean mug down. fuck around if you want to, you know, so yeah, I mean, you know, you sometimes, you know, you gotta, you know, don't get to the level where people are, when your kids or anybody are starting to get on your nerve. You gotta, sometimes you gotta tell them, but some people, yep, they just, you, yep, know, they just wait, the to, white, you know, push you and, mm, yeah, they'll wait and push you and push you, and then you go off, and, yeah, then it's like, well,
Sally, you're so right.
You know, or, and this is another thing that gets on my nerve, and some people may be able to relate to me, some people may not. So people who, when I tell them something and they don't believe me, and then I do it, and then it's like, well, damn.
I love that. I love that, though. That just shows that is amazing. I love that. I love that. Yeah, that's amazing, actually.
I told you. So, you know, that gets on my nerve. But then again, not really, because I told you.
It might get, yeah, on nerve, as much as you don't want to tell them I told you so, it's like,
right.
Yeah. No, don't mean, even have, okay, to say it.
But if you get to the point where I don't know. I mean, to me, again, I'm just like one of those people, like, I told you. So if I told you, why would you not believe me?
Yeah, yeah, I'm like that. Like, if I say something to someone and they go, no, no, and I'm like, no, seriously, bro? And they go, no, no. And then 2 days later, they go, oh, no way, you were right. I'm like, oh, go away, you fucking idiot. Do you know what I mean? It's like, fuck off. Okay. Told you 2 days ago, you prick.
Yeah, I mean, this is what I'm saying. It's like, you know, so. Oh, and then this is another thing that I cannot stand. If you guys are one of these people, I'm talking about you. You are driving.
Oh my gosh!
You get to a stop sign or a stoplight,
and the other wanker in front don't move.
Wait, caps. Hold on. Why? When you stop, do you have to be on my bumper? Do you have to be right up on my ass?
Really.
Can you please? Yes. I mean, seriously? I mean, and that.
Tailgating, yeah. That tailgating. Me. That's called tailgating.
That bugs me.
No, I got one for you. How about when you're driving and there's a road that you're coming up on and somebody turns out right in front of you? Oh, hell no. Just to turn two streets up. No, I don't play that damn game.
Oh, okay, wait, Shelby. And not only do they do that, they don't use their turn signal. Okay,
no,
they don't use their turn signal. I mean, and then they're the first ones to complain if they get into an accident. They don't use their, yes, Shelby, yes.
Yes, girl, I hear you.
And then Brina says when they cut you off and go like five miles an hour.
And they're back-ending them.
Yes.
It's like, you bastard.
Yes.
It's, I'll just, like, clip you for the fun of it. So if you got a banger, it's like, fuck it, I'll just clip you, you cunts.
Jill, welcome.
Hello, Jill. I hope you're doing very well.
What up?
Hey, Jill.
What up?
Long time no see, brother.
Right. Oh man.
So what you got for us today, Chill Wheel?
I know that driver stuff is real deal. Like I guess I would like to watch people for sure. I'm always amazed at just the habits of people and where they, how they just, their mannerisms, especially on the road or just out in public. And tailgating is one thing you mentioned, like, not even just at the light, just in general. If I'm driving and on, especially if I'm already going like 80, 85, and you on my ass, like, what is going on, bro? Like, he's just going, I understand if I was going like the speed limit in the fast lane, but I'm already going like 20 miles over the speed limit. You can go around at this point if you can ride my ass. Now, I can, courtesy, I'll get out the way, but sometimes it's just like, I didn't even know you was there. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, when they're driving crazy, they're going, they're weaving and bobbing. And then they just expect for you to just like they own a road. Like now you about to, now you about to get stuck in between the truck, me, and you know some type of pit Toyota Sienna or something. Like who, now you about to be mad. And then I'm gonna put on my blinker and act like I'm about to get up. But I never get up.
He's had his lights on.
And I'm just like, and especially if it's a one lane, like if it's a one lane, it's like on the residential neighborhood. You know how sometimes you get a one way, like two way streets, but they both want one lane. And you ride my butt. Oh man, it's a wrap because I'm slowing down every street, acting like I'm gonna turn and I'm gonna keep going. And I'm just gonna, you're not gonna piss me off today, but you're gonna learn one way or the other.
I'm right. No, I fucking love you for that. That's
yeah. I have several tricks to just piss people off. Probably shouldn't because people are crazy, but I just can't help it because it's so rude. Like, it's, don't be rude. Like, it's, we all trying to get somewhere safe or just somebody that cuts you off when it's like, cut you off and there's no car behind. Like, why would you cut me? There's no car behind me. Like, there's no car behind me. Right. Like it's a clear.
Why right. It's just being arseholes, right, man. Right. Just being arseholes.
Caps, stop interrupting. So yeah, no, chill. You are right. I mean, it's like there's no cars behind you. Why do you want to get in front of me? Seriously?
It's crazy. Like, why would you even risk the point? Like the almost accident, and there's nobody behind me. Like, it's why.
I have seen people cause an accident and nothing happened to their car and they just kept on going. I mean, it is crazy, but the whole stop sign and stop light thing and people drive right up on the bumper. It's like, you know, why are you so damn close? Yeah.
You should just sit there. That's the point where I'm going to just sit there and they're going to beep and I'm going to beep back and they're going to beep and I'm going to beep back. And then they're going to smile at them when they serve. They're going to be enraged at this point. They're going to go around and I'm going to just smile at them. Like I love you too.
Well, you know, that's what, I mean, you know.
Can I ask you a question then? All right. So have you ever been in a lift and someone's farted?
You want to sit with you? I told you the fart show was last week.
I'm just asking, man. I'm just asking.
No, I can't say really quickly, though. This is what I can say. Is that a couple of days ago, I was like on a, with my boo thing. And we was out. And got back home to the house. And I sat on the couch. And I'm like, ooh, she got me. I'm just, we laughing and joking. And maybe she wasn't ready for me to come over there. I was in the kitchen, and maybe she just was comfortable and just let her thing fly. And I sat out. I was like, oh, you got me with my mouth open. In my brain, I'm like, ooh, she laughing and she cute. I'm like, oh, this is not cute, though. Because I'm thinking, like, this is a horrible, this horrible smell.
Okay, maybe but what if it, okay, but what, okay, but what if she, what if it just slipped?
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. You looking over here cute with your legs crossed, just slipping it out. Oh,
I'm just saying, but I mean, so chill. You've never just let one slip.
Just walked into it. No, I don't like it just being a surprise. Just walking into it.
No,
my mouth was open.
I'm eating
popcorn and peanuts and stuff.
No, I'm asking you, have you ever just let one slip? You didn't mean for it.
In the elevator? Yeah, for sure.
I mean,
did somebody walk over?
I'm just saying at any time.
But you could have warned me. Don't be laughing hard. You laughing hard. You ain't even said nothing. You probably laughing at me, like stepping into that cloud of smoke.
Okay. Stinginess. All right. Okay. Hold on. Everyone, don't say one word. Julio, everything's cool here. Okay. You don't have to tell anybody to shut up. This is my Thursday fun show. I know when people get to the point of when it's too much. So you do not have to do that. And I noticed you said something to Caps earlier. So, and hold on. And Caps, you don't need to, you know.
No, I'm sorry. I apologize.
You know, whatever. But no. You don't need to do that. I got it covered. I got it covered. So
But
those are the rules of those are the rules of my show. You don't dictate the rules. I dictate the rules. I'm sorry, Shil. Go on.
What I can say though is that I had to apologize to her and let her know. Like, I thought she was over here being cute and you put it in my face with my mouth open, but it really was the bag of, like, I was moving. So it was a bag of clothes by my feet, some old clothes that I need to just wash, and it was just a mildewy smell that I learned later. I'm like, dang, I thought you had put it on me. And she was cracking up at me. She was cracking up at me. Like, no, I wouldn't do that to you. I'm like, yeah, I was over there looking at you all sideways, like, because I was like, you think you cute, don't you? Putting them, oh my gosh. But yeah, I mean, everybody does it. You get comfortable with each other, you have to do it. But I don't do that around nobody for the most part. I mean, you can slip up, but for the most part, I don't ever do that around nobody. I don't even use the bathroom.
So,
I don't
chill,
go to the basement and use the bathroom.
So, Chill, I know you said the whole car thing, and I asked Shelby and Caps already told me what theirs was. So, is your car thing the thing that really gets on somebody's, that really gets on your nerve, that will push you just to the, I mean, is that the thing for you, the car thing?
Well, in reference just to a car thing?
No, I'm saying, I'm just saying, what's the car situation that you told us about? What is the main thing that would just get on your last nerve?
There's something that will get on my last nerve in general?
Just whatever.
Overall?
Just,
okay.
Yeah, overall. Yeah, so, yeah.
Oh, man. Count the ways. Can we count the ways? But I guess something that comes off the cuff is, okay. So, for instance, let me give you a little backdrop. I went to school for labor law, and I was a union steward at work. I had a chief steward. Chief steward is like the person who's like the head, like he's like the team captain of all the stewards. And we had these meetings. I would give out bright ideas. He would shoot them down. Like sometimes he would call me crazy. And sometimes we would argue in these meetings because some things he would say would not be right. And me coming fresh out of school, I noticed. But it's everybody knows that in the real world, in school, is different. Like, is there certain, you know, you can learn all you want in college, but in the real world, this is how it goes. Culture is different. Everything's different. But then they would come like a month later and suggest the same ideas as if I've never suggested it. Anybody who can suggest an idea, especially right after it, or if I'm in a group of people and I suggest something and I do it like two or three times and like 3 minutes later, somebody says the same thing I just said. In a different way, I just said that. That drives me up a wall. Like, I like, were y'all not listening to me? I specifically argued this 3 minutes ago, and now you're accepting it from this person because there's no way you could have missed it. We just argued about it, but this person says it, and it's okay. Like, this is, y'all just don't like me right now or something because this
chill, people do that all the time. I mean, I think that happens to everybody. Somebody will just say something and somebody else will say something and yeah.
But that's cool. Like let's do what Will just said. No, they say it like it was their idea.
I totally get it. Yes.
Did you not hear what we just argued about? But that's one of my biggest things. Like I when I suggest something and people don't listen to me, because I'm not a big I told you so person. I hate saying I told you so. I don't even gotta say it. But I feel like you just listen to me the first time. Because typically when I'm speaking on something I'm definitive about, because I'll tell you I don't know a lot. But if I'm definitive about something,
nine
times out of ten, I'll be right.
What is that crinkling? Are you eating a bag of potato chips or something?
Oh, can I just say something about Chill? You know what? You're solid. Can I say a little quick snippet about Chill?
Go ahead.
Like, you know, the dude is absolutely, like, he's like you, like, as in, like, you know, the people we've known for so long and how they're just brilliant and you just, you know, genuinely, I'm not just saying it, but, like, on a genuine, I'll shut up in, like, literally 30 seconds. But you are brilliant. There's certain people that come on here and they are amazing. And you, to bring that move, that what Chill said, I fully agree with him, man. It's horrible. And Yeah, and you know, because we're different, everyone's got to remember of the age of us compared to the age of today, and the respect level. Our respect level is so greater than the new generation, and that is all I'm going to say. And I hope to God, like with me, with my kids, I've already done it. I've instilled like respect and morals and dignity and movement for them, but obviously you can't do it for the world. So yeah, I just hope they've still got that like traditional value, if you know what I mean. But that's all I was going to say. But thank you for letting me speak. I love you.
You know, Caps, every time you say the whole brilliant thing, and I'm just talking about myself, I'm just not talking for Chill, only talking about myself, sounds like you're blowing smoke up.
I really like your show, though. I wouldn't be here if I didn't. I swear on my life, I would not be here if I didn't like your show. I swear on my life.
Thank you.
I don't have to. That's where I won't blow wind up your ass. But trust me, like honestly, I start my own show. I was gonna, but then I seen you one and I didn't because you're on. So yeah, but I don't blow wind up. I actually respect you. I'm not going to lie.
Thank you, Caps. Thank you. Chill, you were talking over Caps. What did you say? And Woody, I am coming to you. What did you say, Chill?
My bad. I was saying that I could vouch for him for that. And I was telling him, I appreciate it, bro.
Okay. All right. Woody, welcome, welcome, welcome.
Hello there. How's everybody today?
Good, good, good. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Yeah.
So what you got to say? What gets on your last nerve?
People get on my last nerve lately.
We all get on. We're all on Woody's nerve right now. Oh my God! I'm sorry.
No. Y'all are my saviors. You have to escape. Fucking crazy, for my French. But yeah, I'm surrounded by crazy people. It would seem.
Oh,
hi, Caps.
Hello, bro. How are you, brother? How's the kid? How's you? How's things? How's tricks? How's move? I hope you're doing very well.
Yes. Yes. Thank you.
Okay. Okay. So guys, no, I am past.
Solid. You
past
was going to ask him what is Woody? What is the thing that gets on your nerves?
People.
Forget people. You gotta narrow it down, my friend. You know what I mean? People, that's all flipping point, isn't it? when you go somewhere.
55-year-old woman.
Say again.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
I said 55 to 60-year-old women.
Oh, wow. Oh, you're literally going to put it on a bracket. Oh, my God.
Okay, and what does that demographic do to you?
I'm not necessarily saying that it's a widespread part of that demographic, but that's the demographic that's doing things to me right now that's causing me stress and causing me problems in my life. So
okay, all right, well, he said exactly what it is, and you said it, so
you asked for it. I don't got all anything to hide here.
All right. Well, guys, I am past my hour. Y'all know I've been trying to keep this show at an
Say
hour.
Last words to everyone. Say last words.
I am, I'm going to go. I was going to get to the last words, Caps, if you give me a chance. All right. So I am going to go last words. No interrupting. Caps, you go first.
Right, yeah, amazing show, as always, when I can catch a show, I love it, and look, everyone, it's Friday tomorrow, I hope everyone has a lovely Friday and a lovely weekend, it's meant to be nice weather, but the point being is, you know what, try and be good to yourself, forget anyone else, just know yourself and look after yourself, and if you look after yourself, everyone else in your household would always reap the benefits because of it. So yeah, look after yourself, stay positive and be a good person, because you know what, there's too many messed up people out there rather than, you know,
okay,
we need to be good. But anyway, yeah, sorry to waffle. Well, I love you. Oh, right, solid. Thank you as well. Again, thank you.
Thanks for popping.
I wish I could get on more, but I can't. But I really appreciate you. So, yeah.
Well, thank you very much, Caps. Shelby, last words?
Just watch your tone when you're inside.
Use your indoor voice.
And don't pull out in front of somebody when you're 10 feet in front of them. Watch when you're driving. Wait till they pass you and then pull out.
Okay. Chill, any last words?
Absolutely awesome show for the bit I was here. You know, I love all y'all smiles and faces, beautiful faces and all of that. I missed something that I wanted to say that irritates me. Being insulted, like mentally, like insulting my intelligence. I don't know. So don't insult people. You never know how smart people are or not. So don't make a prejudgment. Just kind of like hear them out. Yeah, so I try to do that. Sometimes it's hard, though, because some people shoot themselves in the foot. But, yeah, that's, you know, yeah, you soap and water, wash your butt every day. Yeah, that's good advice. In the shower, wash your butt. Take a bath once a week. You got to
wash those crevices.
Yeah. There you go.
Okay. All right. Woody Bush, any last words? Woody going once? Woody going twice? Woody, do you have any last words? All right. So no last words for Woody. Okay. So, guys, I'm going to ask you guys to clear the panel. I think you all will love my outro. You might not love it, but I think you'll like my outro music today. enjoy, like Cap said, enjoy your weekend. I hope you all do have a good weekend. Me personally, I am going to see Janet Jackson on Saturday. At the Hollywood Bowl. So
you have a lovely time at that time.
I better, because how much those tickets cost, I better have a grand time.
So, good on you, man. So, that's wicked.
No, not with him. With three other girlfriends. three other girlfriends. So we are going to see Janet Jackson. So but anyway. All right, guys. So I am gonna leave you with Caps, I need you to clear the panel, or else I will do so for you. And I am going to play. This song is from Jasmine Sullivan with Neo, and it's called "You Get on My Nerves." Here you go.
Phone again. Look, I told you this was over. I don't want to hear it. Look, it's nothing you could say that's gonna change my mind. No, I moved on. Yeah. What?
Well, I didn't call to have a convo. I just think I might have left some of my clothes over your house, couple shirts and a hat. So if you didn't burn it, can I get it back? Now what is you yelling at me for? I don't give a damn if you with your new beau. You're always trying to get loud. That's why we not together now. Listen, I don't give a damn that you moved on. Is anything I felt while you been gone? I was done from the time that you busted my window. And anytime I think about missing you, I remember the stress that you put me through. The time I lost. So now I want you to know that I swear I don't know how we lasted that long. You get on my damn nerves,
And that's it, you guys. Enjoy your day or weekend wherever you are in the world. And I hope to see you on Monday. Enjoy, everyone. Bye.